Hey, good morning, everybody. So, Shishi of Bahar is one of those psukim that stand out from Kol HaTorah Kulo Ki Abadayim Asher Hotzeisu Samiratz Mitzrayim Lo Yimachrim Karasav. So it has an Isidarais in it, which is, as Rashi points out, that they can't be Nimkar Be'Evin HaNimkar Al Yedei HaChraza. The what we call the Evan Halokeach, that again, people have seen terrible images, you know, from the chattel slavery in the South, they know this image very, very well, that's beyond the pale in terms of what is acceptable for an Evan Ivri, and it's part of a constellation. Kisacher Kitoshav Yeimach Ad Shana Sayovel Yavorimach. So first, Isser is Avodas Aved, which again Rashi defines in this context as basically denigrating kind of a work, kelev achra of the Beis HaMirchatz. I don't know why somebody would want a person to hold those kelim and tying shoes and that, like. And then we talk about avodas parach and the right after lotir de babafarach, which has two different meanings. One of them is to basically psychologically damaging work, to tell a person to work until I come back. They don't know if it's going to be 5 minutes or 5 days or work that there's no purpose to, dig a hole and then fill it back in, right? So these are the things that you can't do. So again, Bechiras Aved, Avodas Aved, and Avodas Parech, these are three things that are impossible because Klal Yisrael can never be Meshubad in that fashion. Now again, in terms of Eved Knani, just to point you to the end of the Rambam Hilchos Avadim, he says, La'avdus Misar Nakasa V'lo L'busha V'lo L'cherpa. The Rambam thinks that there are outer boundaries there too, right? And the need for rachamim, tova shem makol, rachamim v'kol masav. So again, doesn't mean that anything goes there, but Eved Ivri is, you know, kol hakon Eved Ivri kon adon la'atzmo. But be that as it may, the clause, ki avadayhim, as Rashi notes, shtari kodem, right? And this foreigner says, even if this guy wants to sell himself, right, lios muchlat, he doesn't have the right to, because kiavadayim, right, stari kodem in a different sense. I think the point that's really meant to be made here is that level of shibud is exactly what we expected of avodas Hashem. So let's go to avodas aved, even if it's something, again, derecha darchei noam, but if it's something that we perhaps wouldn't find the most bakavadik, there's nothing in avodas Hashem that is beneath our dignity, or avodas parach, even if it's, you know, we don't know exactly what, the purpose is, and it may even feel, slightly, meaningless, again, from our superficial point of view. We do it readily, ki avadai heim, right? Or it's, for an indeterminate period of time. And especially when it comes to what appears in the pasuk itself, alo yimachrim mikeres aved, right, behachraza, that experience, which is so denigrating, kanyish eved limkor, right? We should never hesitate to identify ourselves exactly that way. You know, ivri anochi es elokim ani yarei, to be an eved Hashem, is the greatest point of dignity. So it's not like we're trying to be mechape, we're trying to, cover that up or in any way negate that. On the contrary, we see that as a point of dignity. So ki avadayhim is really defined by the absence of, or let me put it differently, ki avadayim is defined by the presence of all of the things that are asur min haTorah in the context of Eved Ivri.